This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Last week was the deadline for potential Cincinnati Council candidates to file their petitions to run. Joining me this morning to talk about the upcoming election, WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
And I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about the Cincinnati council race. The Cincinnati mayor's race got most of the attention, but you say the Cincinnati city council election is equally important. Tell us why.
Yes, the mayor's race is going to get a lot of attention. We know that. The city council race is also going to get a lot of attention just because of the fact that you've got three open seats and you're going to have a whole lot of candidates and it's going to be very competitive. And one of the things that makes it important is it really matters who gets elected to those seats. Whether or not John Cranley or Yvette Simpson becomes the next mayor, that new mayor is going to want a council which has a majority that is in sympathy or agrees with them on most of the major issues. And that's going to be very important.
Well, tell us first, why are there three open seats?
Well, there's three open seats. One, because of term limits. Charlie Winburn, the Republican, is term limited out. Yvette Simpson chose to run for mayor rather than run for re-election to council. So she can't do both. No, you can't do that under city charter. And then Kevin Flynn, the only true charterite on city council, just decided he wasn't going to run again for his second term.
How big a field of candidates are we looking at this time?
I think it's going to probably end up being 27 if all of these candidates qualify with their petitions. There are a few that are still being checked out by the Board of Elections, but 27 would be a good guess. That's not the largest ever, but it's one of the larger ones, and it's mainly because of four-year terms and the fact that you have so many opportunities. You have at least three open seats, and then people who are dreaming of knocking off incumbents.
So how do you think the whole field is shaping up?
Well, you've got the incumbents who are very much in control, I think, at this point. You've got, you know, Democrats like David Mann, P.G. Sittenfeld, Chris Seelbach, Wendell Young. Amy Murray is the Republican incumbent, and Christopher Smitherman is the independent incumbent. All of those people may be safe. I'm not going to guarantee that they're safe, but, you know, they look pretty good. Then there's a second tier of candidates who are very good and look like they could, you know, any one of them. There's maybe 10 or 11 who'd be fighting it out for those three open seats and possibly more. You've got, you know, on the Democratic side, I would think you would start with Lori Quinlivan, who finished 10th 4 years ago. She was a council member. She just barely lost her seat. And then you would have to go to the 11th and 12th finishers 4 years ago, who were Greg Landsman and Michelle Dillingham, also, who are both Democratic-endorsed candidates. And the Democrats have a strong ticket. They have newcomers like Tamaya Denard, Ozzie Davis, Leslie Jones, all three African-American candidates who are going to be serious candidates for this. And the charterites have people like Derek Bauman, Henry Frondorf. They're going to put together some money and raise their name recognition and run campaigns. The Republicans have Seth Maney and Jeff Pastor, who are running for the first time. They're going to have a difficult time, but I would put them, you know, in the top tier just because they're probably going to run very aggressive campaigns and they may have quite a bit of money. And there's a woman by the name of Tammy Sullivan who couldn't get the Republican endorsement because she supported Hillary Clinton for president last year, but she's running as an independent. And I think she is somebody to watch, too.
Well, what advantage do you think some of these top-tier challengers have?
I think one of the advantages is just the fact that there are so many open seats. I mean, there are so many opportunities. That doesn't happen very often.
So three's a lot.
in city council races, that is a lot. And even if you have like 11 people who are considered top tier challengers, that makes your odds pretty good. But you have to run the right kind of campaign. You have to raise money. You have to get your name recognition up. And, you know, somebody's going to break through.
Very briefly, do the incumbents have an advantage also then?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they have the money. They can command the attention. Media covers city council all the time.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org, including his Saturday column, Tales from the Trail. This past Saturday, he tells the story of his interview with Senator Bob Dole that never happened.